two former Fed chairmen, a former Treasury secretary, numerous CEOs, and the fabled investor Warren Buffett. A who's who of business, government, and finance leaders participated in a conference today on the U.S. economy. The event coincides with growing criticism by business of the stricter financial reporting rules passed by Congress 5 years ago. More on what one former cabinet secretary thinks about those rules in just a minute. But first, NPR's Jack Spear reports on the conference here in Washington.
For sheer economic brain power, you'd be hard-pressed to top the list of participants at today's conference. Paul Volcker and Alan Greenspan sat beside one another. Also on hand were former Treasury Secretary Robert Rubin, the CEOs of General Electric and J.P. Morgan Chase, and of course, the aforementioned Mr. Buffett. After calling the financial markets the lifeblood of the economy, the current Treasury Secretary, Henry Paulson, noted the ability of the economy to weather storms.
One of the great strengths of our markets is their dynamism. They change with the times to serve the needs of investors and businesses. Yet our markets are not immune to challenges.
The participants at today's event simultaneously expressed confidence in the U.S. economy and worry about its ability to remain competitive in the future. There's consensus on the need for more and better education in math and science, and there's agreement, too, on the need for immigration reform. On the issue of regulation, former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan said despite the best efforts of the U.S. to keep up, global markets are moving faster.
Falling behind very significantly to the dramatic forces of globalization, the aggregate international financial system is swamping what we're doing. It has become so complex.
The issue that many of the business leaders came to talk about, though, was much more specific. Business groups like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce have stepped up their criticism of the regulatory crackdown put in place after the accounting scandals at Enron, WorldCom, and other companies. Those rules, known as Sarbanes-Oxley, have had some unintended consequences, says former Treasury Secretary Robert Rubin, who said he's particularly concerned about a requirement that CEOs sign a statement guaranteeing the accuracy of their company's financial statements.
I think I'd be scared to death to sign one of these things right now, because the problem is 5 years later, if something goes wrong, you're going to be challenged in a court in which those judging what you've done know very little about the context, and something may have gone dramatically wrong, how you're going to be held liable.
Hoping to bolster the case for reform, the Chamber of Commerce released a report with a number of recommendations. It encourages publicly traded companies to stop issuing quarterly earnings guidance. That, the Chamber says, would discourage companies from cooking the books to meet Wall Street expectations. But several business leaders cautioned against acting too hastily, including GE CEO Jeffrey Immelt.
I think as you sit here today, what everybody ought to be asking themselves is what truly is in the best interest of investors. I think that is ultimately the question that every one of us on this panel have to be put through.
Treasury is expected to use some of what emerged from the conference today to develop specific steps to keep U.S. markets from falling behind. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.